My name is Viktor Louček. I was born 1926 in Czech Republic, which was then Czechoslovakia. Place was named Kozomín. That was about 17 or 16 miles from Prague. My father's name was Karel Louček. My mother's name was Anna Loučková. I had a sister. We had farm and business. My father died when I was 4, and my mother had, of course, hard time after. Of course, we had some pigs and cows and hens, but mostly wheat and sugar beet. It wasn't a huge farm.
But you had enough food in the 90s. Yes. When you were growing up, you had enough food.
Yes.
Everything, yeah.
Yes. I went to school when I was 6. I went to primary school, and then I went to gymnasium, that's something like secondary school. And then I went and had gardening practice for 2 years, and then I went to college in Mělník. Mělník is town in Czech Republic where Moldau River and Elbe meets. There is that college. It was called Garden, Fruit and Wine Academy or something like that.
How old were you then when you went there?
I made application, was accepted, but Jerry's closed it just two years before. So it was in 45 when I went there. It was 3-year-old school, which later on they made 4-year-old. But I made it because that delay and everything, they gave us opportunity to pass few tests, and I made it in 2 years' time. So in 1947, they call it maturation, I don't know.
Graduated?
Yes, I graduated from there.
And was it a mining area?
No, it wasn't. Though my mother, her brother was deputy at, what did they call that pit? I don't know. It was somewhere near Kladno. And Kladno is mining district in Bohemia, in Czech Republic.
What was it like then growing up in the Czech Republic then?
All right. Children, I think, don't really realize any difficulties or anything. I didn't anyway.
And what happened to you during the Second World War?
That's just when I was at school. There was what they call a Hendrikiada, when they killed Heydrich. There were some leaflets distributed, and they took us to Terezin just for questioning, but they released me. And I went to that 2 year practice, gardening practice, because you had to have 2 years practice before they accepted you in that college.
So you saw lots of German soldiers, but...
Oh, yes. But I was really still too young to...
And was there any fighting near where you were?
No, not really. There was no freedom because of that, but otherwise it was occupation.
So what happened after the war?
Well, after the war, I had a little bit of disagreements with authorities, and I thought I better leave before they start stepping on my toes. So I, what you could call it, escaped to the West. They used to call us mountain people because we were going over our border is nearly everywhere are mountains. And so you have to go through the mountains. And that's what they called us.
So you walked out then?
Oh, yes.
And did you come with anybody else?
There was Bulgarian with me. But when we crossed the border, they separated us. They had different camps.
And where did you go to? Which was the first country you went to?
Well, Germany. I crossed the border between Bohemia and Bavaria, it was. But I forgot now what was that camp later on they sent me to Ludwigsburg. That's near Stuttgart.
And this is in now in what we call West Germany, isn't it?
Yes.
In the West.
Yes.
So you didn't go to East Germany, you went to West Germany.
No.
When was that then?
In 1948. It was summer in 1948 anyway.
And you were then what, 22?
Yes.
And what did you think you would do when you got to Germany?
I thought I would come back because nobody expected that there will be that big long gap, more than 20 years, you know, that this communist. We thought I go over and come back soon. I didn't expect really to emigrate or stay abroad all my life.
You thought the communists would be overthrown quite soon, didn't you?
Yes. Matter of fact, we are that sort of nation that we always go abroad and join somebody's army, or even let, they let us form army, and then we go as liberators. But it didn't happen that way.
So when you got to Germany, they sent you to a refugee camp.
Yes.
Yeah? And what was it like there?
Well, it was not run by German. It was run by, INRA. It was in American sector anyway. But we didn't see many Americans really there.
Were there many Czech people?
Oh, yes, you? Yes. They were, that camp was full of Czechs because they grant Czechs this status of political refugees. Those people without nationalities or without country, we were recognized as political refugees. So there were two camps, what used to be SS Kasana, when Jerry said it, they just opened them for these refugees. So there were two camps of Czech things and one international. You know, they were all together, the others.
What were the conditions like in the camp?
It was reasonable. After all, it was just after the war.
What happened to you at the camp, and how was it that you came to live in England?
I thought first I will go to Australia, but there was no action to go to Australia, and no sort. But when English consul came over, I went, and he said, so I went for England. I shaved, and I had what they call whisker thing. I don't know, and it started spreading. And consul said, when it's gone, you couldn't see me. And it didn't go. I had to go to hospital with it because it took such a long time.
It was like an infection you had.
Infection, yes. Yeah, because right. There was not really strong hygiene, you know. There was, razor blade, I think we use it about four of us. I don't know for how long.
An infection on your face, you mean?
Yeah, yes.
Could you speak English then?
No, I couldn't speak English at all. Except out, goal, and things like that from football.
You knew about English football words?
Well, I didn't know that it was English football because it was already international, wasn't it then?
What year did you come to England then?
49. When I applied to go to England, they collected us and took us to Münster. That's north of Germany. I think that was that time British zone. And we were there waiting to be transported to England. So I was there over Christmas, because at Christmas they stopped transports. So I was there for about 3 months or something like that. And then I came to England. We went by train to Ostend, and from Ostend we went on ship, on boat of some sort. It had big barrel in the middle of the thing. Lavatories just had piece of sackings. You know, not doors, and that big barrel in middle was for people who were seasick. They were sitting around it and just were. It was a lot of us there. It must be nearly 100 of us. We came on that ship.
And where did you come to? Which port did you come to? Can you?
I think it was West Ratin, but I'm not quite sure. It was somewhere near Cambridge, anyway.
Can you remember what it was like when you arrived in England? How did you feel?
Oh, all right. We were in camp again, of course. And we started getting straight away unemployment, something. I think I got £1. That was when we came. I think I got £1. And after that, we were getting few shillings. Maybe it was few pounds, but if it was few pounds, they took some for that camp, keeping us in that camp. So I just had just enough for smoke. And then, of course, then they started coming there and looked for workers. They came from Swadlincote, Derbyshire. It was about 22 of us. We went to work at Swadlincote brick factory. I was there, I think, 2 years.
Were you all men who came on the boat?
Yes.
Or were there women as well?
No, there were no women.
And were there women in the camp back in Germany?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Were married men, did they have to leave?
Married people had... They had special things, you know. They didn't have any special rooms. They had a big room, and they had blankets made like curtains, you know, so that they could have a little bit of privacy for them. I was single, and it was about 20 of us in one room because that room was big. And
anyway, so you got to Swadlincote.
Yes. And you no, were... I got Castle Donington. In Castle Donington was again camp. That was run by health or what do we call it, social services or something. And we used to have lorry every morning taking us to Svatlinko and bringing us back again.
Where did you go after that?
After that, I started working in that hostel, in kitchen. It was a bit better. You had more to eat. You didn't have to pay for things. And it wasn't 10 of us on in one barrack. You see, we were only three in that barrack where I was. First, I started working for a housekeeper, you know, cleaning and making beds. And later, I transferred to kitchen. And then from there, I went to that spondon. That was man-made fiber. And I stayed there 2 years. And then somebody said to me, I am working on buses and I am getting, it's not bigger wage, but I can make it a bit overtime. So I went on buses. And I came on buses. First I went to, that was in Nottingham. And I was there 2 years. I asked for transfer to Leeds. I met wife and I went to Pitt because I thought it was more money.
Who taught you to drive then?
I wasn't driving, I was the conductor.
Oh, you were the conductor?
I was conductor and then I was on trolleybuses. I was driving trolleybuses. That was in Nottingham. But when I came back to Leeds, I started again like conductor.
You'd learned to speak English by now, yeah?
Oh, yeah, well, yes, you could say that.
Did they send you to classes?
No.
You just picked it? You just picked it up?
Yes. There was somebody coming when I was at Castle Donington in the evening. They gave us the brush up your English and things like that. Beginning of... It wasn't bad.
And which bus company did you work for in Leeds then?
In Leeds, city thing. But you see, I was used in Nottingham when I had rest day. Day before rest day, I called time office and said, it's my rest day tomorrow, and they gave me some work. In Leeds, they said, when I said, it's my rest day tomorrow, he said, well, have a nice time. I didn't want that. I wanted a bit more money. So I gave notice. And just after I gave notice, just before my notice ran out, bloke called me to time office and said, tomorrow is your rest day. Do you want overtime? I already started at...
Where did you meet your wife then?
In Nottingham. She was married. They came to Leeds, but marriage didn't work. So I followed her. Then her husband divorced her and we married.
And she was from Nottingham. She grew up in Nottingham, did she?
She was born in Chesterfield.
Why did you choose to go to work at Waterhague Pit?
Well, I didn't know it was Waterhague Pit. I just knew it was Pitt. We went for a fortnight to Whitwood. I think that was a sort of introduction to Pitt. And after that, then they sent me to Waterhague from Whitwood. In Waterhague, they said, well, you will start at Pitt Bottom next week.